Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Caper.io. Today we have Judy, the principal at JAR Consulting. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So can you give us a brief intro about yourself, what you've been doing at JAR Consulting and American Business Leadership?
Sure. So my practice is centered around executive coaching and what I call interventional human resources. That latter being a way to get people to ask me what that means. But it means being able to use my background and experience to look at things in a different way from a people perspective and help organizations and individuals develop to their full potential, seeing the things they might miss if left totally on their own. My background's in human resources. I've started with a large Silicon Valley company and did my time in all of the HR functions, then had the opportunity to go to a startup and create a culture that I am proud to have played a part in and so many people remember as one of the best places they've ever worked. And then went from there to dip my toe in a $1 billion environment, went to work at a large and original biotech. And after several years in that large company environment, established my own practice because what I love most is helping people see what they can't see and achieve their full potential.
Got it. And you know, now trying to make the conversation relevant to today's times, you know, COVID since March 2019, almost 10 months now, right? So how do you think the mindset or the approach in regards to the human HR, the policies, how is it evolving, the remote culture and those kind of things? Do you think they're here to stay, or will the world go back to normal once the vaccine, herd immunity?
I don't think we know what normal is. I think we are in the process of imagining a new normal when COVID is managed and we're able to have more choices in how we work. So I think that I expected when the pandemic hit my business to dwindle, and instead it doubled. I've been extremely busy with coaching clients and with companies trying to figure out how to learn how to manage remotely, how to create cultures in startups when people aren't there, when that person-to-person, face-to-face glue and connection isn't happening. And I think we've learned how to be productive, and I think we've learned how to manage, and we've gotten over the fears that so many of my clients used to have, that people who wanted to work remotely were not really working or not as productive or not as engaged and collaborate. So we've seen that it can work, but we haven't put the structure around it because we were forced into it. So lots of work going forward to create what I expect to be hybrid environments, to come up with the policies around travel and location and compensation strategy and you know, how do you, you know, we're still not really comfortable as I look out at all of my clients. No one's fully comfortable that they're getting the full collaboration and connection that they want. So, but they're comfortable with the productivity they get for the most part. So how do we create structures that are hybrid structures that allow this to work even better than it has worked during the pandemic?
Got it. So, which brings me to my next question in regards to mental health and team productivity and burnouts, because, you know, in March and April, since there was so much uncertainty going on, definitely the productivity is increased because with layoffs happening here and there, everyone was kind of like working 24/7, literally 24/7 to save the companies, to save the jobs and everything, right? But in June, July, August, team burnouts is something which we started seeing, and the mental health became kind of like a mainstream topic among the HR as well as companies, even on the media, because for cities like San Francisco and New York, you know, where apartment spaces are limited, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on that? That what measures do you think the companies took, or what kind of like advice you gave to your customers when it came down to mental health? And you want to share?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about how to check in with people, how to be more engaged in understanding the challenges that your people are facing in the remote pandemic oriented environment, and making sure that that managers know how to check in, now managers know how to show they care. And creating that balance individually to the people I coach to say, when is my stopping point? How do I draw the dividing line between work and home? I think really key to this will be schools opening up, because when I look out, the biggest mental health stress has been for parents, and particularly parents of young children, and actually parents of teenagers and college kids who have come home, but getting used to trying to be so many things at once has created a burden. And we've learned how to deal with it a little bit, but that's the normal we're waiting for, when people have a place they can call, one place that I can sit in my office and have it be my workplace. And therefore, when I leave it, I am home and engaging with something else. I've urged people to find that separation. I've urged managers, and seen some very elegantly figure out how to create that personal caring connection so that they can address burnout and people can see that this is not a permanent condition.
Got it. So, okay, so which brings me to my last question, since, because, you know, the last question I wanted to be a speculative one. Mm-hmm. So how do you see the whole startup culture evolving the post-vaccine world?
I think that the startup culture is sort of the most difficult one, because quite honestly, even in pre-pandemic, startups were famous for creating burnout. What we look for in startup environments is people who are willing to make that commitment to give up a little bit of life for a while in order to have this big opportunity. And so I do still see Silicon Valley, despite some of the exodus, as being the center of a lot of startup activity. I see the startups I work with as having learned how to accommodate remote work, and indeed see the ability to do that as a positive. What I think we're going to be looking for are ways to get that connection and excitement and culture that startups offer. So it's not just a lot of work, it's a lot of work towards a cause. So building a culture that accommodates remote, not incidentally, but integrally, will be the next challenge for startup companies.
Got it. Judy, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm pretty sure we could have talked for another 10 to 15 minutes easily, but my marketing team, they kind of like force us to keep them within 12 minutes. So thank you so much for being on the show, and take care of yourself.
You too. Take care. Nice to see you.